Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Pacific time. I'm in Oregon. This is a Sadhu Shares. I'm Elizabeth Sadhu, the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, Elizabeth Sadhu, Sadhu.com. So we're going to start out with the chant to tune in. So hang tight. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. In fact, we are hooked up. Although the angels think I'm a little silly that I feel the need to do that chant, because they say that I'm hooked up all the time. In fact, we all are. We just have to pay attention, you might say. They're shaking their pom-poms saying, yes, pay attention. Here, we'll shake them harder. We'll put sparkles on. So anyway, it's always so interesting to jump into this show and not know exactly what's going to come out. The angels have been very clear that I'm not to plan ahead. They said I could write down some topic ideas, which I do from time to time. And actually, I had got this idea that I was supposed to do the show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And yesterday was Wednesday, and I completely forgot. It just like totally left my brain. I had not written it in my calendar, so perhaps that's part of the piece. But then the angels did share with me, well, they said, don't get all head up about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just they like to say, flow with the go. But what I started getting very clear about is that I'm not even supposed to plan exactly when I do the show, but it's supposed to be a little more spur of the moment and not quite so regimented. And they say, and they're telling me now, that this is for a very good reason, that how we live in this new earth, in this different dimensional time, is we need to flow with the go. We need to be in the very now moment and really just see what it is for right that second, whether it's what to eat right this second or what to, you know, when to have my radio show or all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, now, granted, I do feel very so blessed that my schedule is more free than it used to be. I have retired from being a human resource person, gratefully so, I must say. It was a really awesome work. I loved the work. I really love the work. I love working with human beings, and I love, you know, and working with people, but I worked in so many different organizations. I work for the public sector, the private sector, the nonprofit, and my goodness, they all have their interesting challenges, but of course, that's what happens when you have humans, because that's the way it goes. So anyway, very blissfully able to just flow with each moment and see what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I have a couple of things that I have promised to do. Like, I have a dog buddy that I walk twice a week, so I do that. And frankly, I got back from that an hour or so ago, and that was just such a fun time. I mean, of course, it doesn't hurt that it was sunny out there, and so I loved it. We walked down to the park, and I took her off the leash, and then I took my shoes and socks off and ran around barefooted, which was very, very fun. It just felt so healing. I don't know if you all have heard of earthing, But I'm kind of just getting a little bit tuned into that and seeing how that feels, and doing it, you know, in the grass feels really good. I have been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, and so just kind of as I was reading about that and always looking for more natural ways to heal myself, I mean, I do my stretching and that kind of thing, but I just was reading about earthing, and kind of people were talking about how the more, you know, they walked barefoot and how they were being healed with their plantar fasciitis. I thought, wow, that's cool. I can do that. I can try that. And so that's actually been very, very fun and super blissful to just, it's funny. It's like I've worn shoes forever. Of course, we all have, right? And kind of getting back in touch, just like this little kid part of me that's, you know, walking in the grass, and the grass is a little wet. And actually, there's days I've done it where it was a little bit cold and very muddy, although my feet got used to it. But very fun to just see the splashing of the mud all over myself, and really kind of enjoying that too. Although I have to say, the sunny, nice day was certainly blissful. And my dog friend that I hang out with met a buddy today. That was so, so awesome. Just another dog who was about her age, had just been adopted a few weeks ago from the Humane Society, and they just really connected and chased each other around and had such a fun time. In fact, I connected with the people so much that we exchanged phone numbers, and they live in that neighborhood, and I always go over there on certain days, and they were able to, they said they were able to come on one of those days, so they said let them know, and so then the two pups can play together, which is really kind of fun. So I guess, I think that's, so all that I'm talking about kind of with what my day is about is flowing with the go, just really being in the moment of what is it that's coming, you know, what is it that's showing up in my life that needs some attention, or what is it that's going to bring me joy. It used to be that there was this kind of feeling of that that's being selfish to try to find joy in your life, or kind of, you know, it was kind of like I had to either put myself first and find the joy and everyone else came behind. But really, it just doesn't work like that. In this new earth, really what it's about, and it's not in a narcissistic way, but it's about being in the joy for your own being and following your bliss, you could say, as I can't remember the guy's name used to say. And that, what happens is that goes into your very pores and cells of your being, and it's healing for you, for me, but it's also then what happens is it radiates out to the world. And so then whoever you're around, it's healing for them. Now, granted, it may not look like that sometimes, because I know this, that there's, so when I was out in the world working at regular jobs, I knew, and I had heard, you know, internally that I was doing healing work. But the fact of the matter is, oftentimes what would happen is it appeared as though I was pissing people off. Basically, I kind of wouldn't shut up about injustice and, you know, taking care of the people. And so that can piss people off. But I know that whatever it was I was doing, I was an example. I was radiating that joy. I was radiating love, and it made a difference. It totally made a difference. And so I hold on to that thought. I mean, I like to think I made a difference in my 20 or so year career of doing that. But and the angels say, yes, totally, totally it made a difference. And in fact, they're saying that people still remember me fondly. Even some of the people who totally didn't know what to do with me, they say, remembering me fondly and kind of wondering, what happened to her? Part of the problem is the upper management people just like, you know, we don't want to deal with this energy. We don't want to change. I mean, my last job, I actually was fired, and I know I've talked about this before on the show, but when they hired me, they interviewed me 4 times. They knew what they were getting. They told me, we're so excited about what you bring to this. But the fact of the matter is, when it came down to maybe making some changes, they didn't want to do it. So things shifted there. They turned it around. I became kind of the bad girl, which is fine. You know, I mean, I didn't ask to be fired, but it was a total blessing for me. It came in 2008 when the economy was just nuts. And I ended up getting 2 years of unemployment because of the timing. And so I was totally taken care of. I mean, the universe took care of me. I was able to cultivate a new career as a life coach. I do angel readings now. I work with the angels very extensively, my guides, the beings. I do sessions with people. I had a lovely session yesterday with a beautiful woman. And I do it by phone. And so it's just so awesome. My husband and I can live. We have retired officially. He's a little bit older than me, so he's getting his Social Security. We live super simply so that we can stay retired. We have one car, but we ride our bikes everywhere. And we just love our life. It feels so good. So anyway, with all that said, I just feel so blessed to be able to do that. And okay, the angels are telling me they want me to really to say a little bit more about the work that I do, so I can help people. Basically, I help you fall in love with yourself. Because I feel that that is so critical. Loving yourself just heals you, heals your whole being. The more you love you, the more you find out how wonderful you are. And the angels are shaking their pom-poms going, yes, you are. You're fabulous. Yeah, so I do that kind of work with people over the phone, my website, ElizabethSadhu.com, if you want to get in touch, or find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. And anyway, I just feel so blessed to be able to live this life and do what I do. And I have an amazing husband, partner, best friend. I have 2 amazing best friend children, son and daughter. I dance a lot. I play. I have beautiful. Anyway, just, you know, living simply, but having a really great time. So I'm getting that I am to do some kind of chant. Okay, guys, what is it to end the show? Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for non-attachment. So I'll do that. I see it as a non-attachment. It's like you can see the benefits. You see the positive, you see the negative. And then you come to a happy, neutral mind medium, which I like to call non-attachment. So, asankanav, asankatav, agam agam asankalo, asanka kehe sirbara hoy, akari nam, akari salam, akari gyan gita gunaga, akari lakana bolanaban, akara sirasan yoga vikan, jine lakete siranai, jifuramai tiftifai, Jeta kita teta now, venana ve nahi kotao, gururat kavan kaha vichar, varina java ekvar, jota de pave sayabalikar, tu sadasala mata nirinkar. So if you get into a state of just like thinking you really, really want something, listen to this chant and see what it might do for you. Because sometimes in our humanness, we think we want things and kind of find out later if we get them that, oh, that wasn't quite it, or, well, maybe I didn't really need that, or it kind of just kind of goes away. So anyway, just a few seconds left. Thank you so much for joining me, and many, many blessings to you all, and much love. Have a beautiful day.